Anyway, Piper, right now you're sitting over in the living room in what we're calling the neglect-o-matic, which is a swing seat. And you're a little bit over 6 weeks old, and we're a little late on this, your first recorded open letter. But we wanted to record this for you when you're older so that you can know a little bit about what you were like when you were growing up. And you can know a little bit.
Well, about what we were like when you were growing up. And we're hoping that you don't wake up during this whole recording. Anyway.
Why don't you tell her about the birth story?
So you were born on July 12th, 2009, and you were just one day after your due date, which was...
totally amazing, considering that your mother and I are late to everything all the time.
All the time. At least five or ten minutes. Sometimes more. And you kind of came rather quickly in terms of we were kind of prepared for a very long labor and to have you be days late. And
for them to use all kinds of, like, interventions...
Well, no, we weren't planning for that, but we were just kind of like, we knew that that could be a possibility. And so on Sunday morning, the day that you were born, I woke up and had just had a little crampiness, and I was like, this might be actual labor starting. And then 2 hours later, like, my contractions started to get more regular and start to hurt a little bit more. And so we were like, we might be in labor.
And this is when it sort of started seeming like it might be real. I mean, all along, you'd been just a bump in your mom's belly. And I will confess to you, we thought you were going to be a boy.
Yes. And we will get to that in a little bit. But anyway, so labor progressed. We called our friend Marnie, who was going to come and help usher you into the world and support us, and said, get on a bus. We're in labor. And she was coming up from D.C. And we ended up getting to the hospital around 3:00. And you were born at 5:30.
5:33
p.m., yes, exactly.
And Marnie was still on the bus.
Yes. She missed your birth by about 45 minutes, unfortunately, because you came a little bit faster than we were expecting.
And now would probably be a pretty good time to play you just a couple of, just a small snippet of sound right after you were born. So here, take a listen to this.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just explain what you're hearing there.
So that was your dad trying to correct the nurse about your gender.
Hi. It's a baby girl.
No. Yes.
Oh my.
For reasons, your mom had gotten an amniocentesis, which you can ask her about later when you're older, but it's basically a test. And she had told the person not to tell her whether you were a boy or a girl. And the person screwed up, or we thought they'd screwed up, and told her that you were a boy.
Because when she called, she said, there are, normal chromosomes on, two chromosomes on 13, 18, 21, which were, ones that we were concerned about. And then she said that there are two sex chromosomes, an X and a Y. And so I thought she had told me that, kind of accidentally told me that you were a boy. And I asked, did you just tell me the gender of the baby? And she said, no, it can be an X and an X. But we really thought, she spilled the beans. So we kind of had it in our heads that you were going to be a boy.
And... what I'm really grateful for is that all along through the pregnancy, we had said we wanted it to be a surprise. And you know what? It was a surprise.
We brought you home, and unfortunately we found our very old gray cat had passed away just a couple hours before we got home. She had been kind of sick and not doing well for a couple weeks before you were born. But she chose that day to kind of move on. And so we kind of had these two sort of different feelings, all this excitement about bringing you home, and also kind of the sadness of seeing our cat had kind of left.
Mm-hmm. So we may call you Lightning every once in a while in the future, partly because your mom's labor was so nice and short, and partly because of our dear gray cat Lightning.
Yeah, she was a love.
So what have you done in your first 6 weeks? When you first showed up, you did what most babies do. You like to look out the window.
Yep, you slept a lot.
Your cries were pretty little. You hiccuped. Actually, here, we can play you a little bit of you hiccuping. And we can play you a little bit of you crying. This is you when you're not very angry.
And then this is when you get really angry. You kind of sound, you have this little to your voice, so you kind of, we call you little baby pterodactyl.
We sing to you a lot, and we speak to you a lot, and for some reason, when I'm changing you at least, I sing lots of words, but generally it's to the tune of Band on the Run. Band
on the Run. And that's usually when you're in a changing table.
Yeah. And so most days, at least once, we hear... So that's the tune, except we don't sing Band on the Run. We sing Stuff on Your Parts.
Yeah.
Air on Your Parts.
Yeah. All kinds of different stuff.
So for me, at least, I'm just really curious about who you're going to turn into, because in these 6 weeks, you've done what most babies do. And all the books say that now is around the time that the real you, that the Piper you're going to turn into, is going to start showing up. And so every day I go back to work. And I come home, and I look to see what's changed. I look to see what's different about you. And I'm so excited to keep seeing you change and grow.
And for me, I'm just kind of watching the little ways you change up from day to day. Because we're home together during the day right now. And I'm just trying to kind of capture them and store them for the future. And either, you know, by making memories or taking pictures. And yeah, just kind of seeing all the little ways that you... are becoming you and on a day-to-day basis. So,
and everyone at work, when they ask me how things are going, and I tell them it's great, and I tell them we're having a wonderful time, and that you're, so far at least, an easygoing kid, I've had several people say, you know, it's really neat to see how relaxed and into this you are. And I just sort of smile, because we are.
Yeah, we love you a lot.
And we will record something for you next month. We love you.
Love you.
No. Yes.
Oh my gosh!